12:30 tonight. So we'll be back on XRT after this break. Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis of the Sun-Times.
I'm Greg Cotter of the Tribune. We're in the studio with Wilco, live and in person, 773-777-8881 if you want to speak to us on XRT's Sound Opinions. We're going to take a quick call before we move on and leave the topic that we were just talking about, which was just the events of the last week and the role that music plays in people's lives. Let's go to Elisa on line two. Elisa, have you got a question for Wilco?
Well, actually, it's not really a question, it's a request. My husband and I went to the show Friday to the David Byrne concert, and it really meant a lot to us to go out and hear some music and just really feel good for a moment in all of this, and we really hope to see you guys go on tour.
Oh, we're leaving.
Your bags are packed.
There's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, we're really glad.
I mean, it was a tough decision, I don't think, you know, we really don't want to leave, but at the same time, I do feel like it's important. We played a show Saturday night, kind of an impromptu show, and I definitely felt like it was good for us, and I definitely got the impression that it meant a lot for people to come out. It meant a lot to us, and you know, it's really good to go out on the road. These people have tickets, and we're gonna go play and make music together, and hopefully that's the idea. And so yes, we're not staying home.
Good.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks. We love you guys.
Thanks.
So an impromptu show last weekend you guys just did. Obviously the big July 4th XRT show in Grant Park, which was this extraordinary celebration. I mean, all those thousands of people on the mall of Grant Park. When is the next big Chicago show, like, celebrating this record, Jeff?
I think probably sometime around Thanksgiving.
So towards the end of this tour?
Yeah.
Sounds like an annual ritual for Wilco, those Thanksgiving Eve shows.
Yeah.
Sometime around that time. And just get back to that point about going out to see music. I went to see Laurie Anderson on Tuesday night. I think Laurie Anderson may be one of the few people that actually played.
I had heard she got a lot of crap. People were upset that she decided to play.
And
She
lives blocks from the World Trade Center. She had no way of getting back. She told me that afternoon she wishes she was back in New York. She wanted to find out what was going on with the people she loves, including Lou Reed, who she lives with. Their places in the West Village. He was able to see the entire thing happen from the rooftop of their West Village apartment. Saw the planes hit the tower because he was just up there getting some air in the morning. Huh. And she said, you know, she was horrified, wanted to be back home, but at the same time said, you know, the best thing I can do is go out and play this show because I don't want to be alone tonight. And I said, after seeing that show, I sort of had to agree with her that the whole idea about, it's very hard to put in concrete terms, what does this thing mean about a community, you know, and coming together to see music. But you do feel, in moments like this, it seems like you do need other people around you as opposed to being alone. It just felt good to be in the same room with other people sharing the same experience. And in this case, the music was speaking to this stuff.
We all needed it before as well. It just maybe didn't have it as profound a feeling to it or an association with it, with something. But that's what people do.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that's what you know, music's for. It has been for a lot longer than rock and roll or any...
Jeff, Wilco is obviously, you know, a key part of the community in a couple of ways. I mean, you guys, I think, are the most vital and vibrant band nationally with a national profile out of Chicago today. More specifically, there's this incredible community around the band itself. People seem well aware, sometimes even before Greg or I have broken news in the newspaper, of everything you're doing. One of those big things has been the split from Reprise. You did three albums, more if we count the Billy Bragg records, for this label. Those weren't Elektra, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The extended WIA family.
Yeah, right.
God, it's so hard to keep it with super mergers today. It's all one company, basically, now.
All going to be run by Madonna in 5 years, so...
give
we
us.
We can only hope.
She's actually done doing a good job with Maverick.
I personally nominate David Yao actually to run the all the record labels.
But now there's an idea. Give us the Cliff Notes version. What the heck happened with splitting with the label? And I mean, because this record was supposed to be out now. This was supposed to be the tour behind the record. The record's not coming out now. At least not on Reprise. At least not. As soon as Greg and I would like to see it out.
No, we're touring because the record's out.
It's on the web,
right? Right. No, a lot of people have it. I guess the Cliff Notes version would be that we spent a long time just making a record in relative secrecy, or not really secrecy, just in a real hands-off manner as we have operated in the past. Communicated with the label throughout the recording process, sent them things here and there, never really got that much of a feeling either way what was going to happen. When we started to mix the record, we sent them the first six mixes, and it became pretty obvious that they didn't like them.
Now, how does a big faceless national conglomerate make it obvious to you that you're not being a good boy?
They
dead pigeon? Do you get a dead pigeon?
They say they don't hear it.
No, so the cliche is true. I don't hear the single, Jeff.
It's not even the single.
We're trying to bring it home for you, guys.
Yeah. And then the other way they let you know is you send them the finished record, and they don't call you back.
And then the package arrives with three fishes in it, and you know you're dead.
So it's just like a date. It's like a girl. It's when a date goes bad and she doesn't take your phone call.
And then they call you back eventually 2 weeks later and say, we need to figure something out. This isn't working for you, is it? Or is it for us, you know? And actually, in the end, it's hard to point any fingers or be very upset about it. They're at least very extremely upfront about their goals. And we're very willing to let us go do our thing, which is an incredible position to be in, to actually, you know, have our record back, and you know, it'll come out eventually, and more importantly, people are hearing it, and you know, it's on our website. Yeah. Streaming right now. You can turn off your radio.
It's like you've been streaming on Sound Opinion since like midsummer too.
Yeah, we have been playing a song a week for months.
It'll be there after Sound Opinions is over.
Most things are. How do you feel about that? Putting this incredible album up for free for people to hear. Does that worry you at all that then when it's officially out, they may not buy it?
No. I mean, some people might not. I think that in general, most people really want the record, the real thing, if they enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I think it's a fact of life right now that people are going to hear it, that you don't have a lot of control. Once one person gets it, everybody can have it. Mm-hmm. The world can have it. And it's something I think musicians and recording artists have to come to terms with, that's just the way it is, and you kind of have to embrace it. And it really makes sense in a lot of ways. Not people making money off of your music or making money off of bootlegs or things like that, but the fact is that a lot of people just want to hear it, want to share it with people, and without them listening to it, it really wouldn't exist anyway.
Yeah.
Music needs a listener. Like to give them a little to honor that agreement, mm-hmm. that arrangement. You can't complain about it too much. I think the people that are really upset about it are the people that make a ton of money off their records, you know. Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. like record companies.
or people who put out rotten records. If I was Mariah Carey and somebody was bootlegging Glitter, or you know.
Yeah, totally.
The secret would be
it's
out.
A problem.
That it's a raving pile of crap.
There's a reason those records aren't released in advance. Is because they want gullible people to buy them without hearing them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
In this case, Radiohead is a good example of a band that had a record out for 6 months
and debuted at number one.
Yeah. It was good. People said, "Hey, this is good music. I want the package." Now, Jeff, given that though, And by the way, guys, everybody else is sort of watching Jeff talk. I feel bad.
I feel bad too.
For Glenn and John and Leroy to jump in at any time. But all four members of Wilco are here. It is XRT Sound Opinions with Greg Koch and Jimmy Regattas.
Just John elbow Starrett, him out of the way.
Starrett's, you know, got to just shoulder his way in there.
I'm ready. Anytime anybody wants to jump in.
All right, let's pose this one to the band. Where's this album going to end up? Is it going to end up on a label? Are you going to put it out yourselves? What are your feelings right now? Where this record's going to end up, and when is it going to be officially released to the?
Yeah, we're
going to
be, as rock critics, we're going to be very upset if we can't vote for it as one of the best albums of 2001. So you got to get it out. Like,
you might want to get just. Go ahead and shed those tears now. Oh. You know, that's a real hardship for you, I'm sure.
There's a whole bunch of people out there who don't consider it a record until it shows up in Tower
well,
Records.
Why
or
is
Reckless
that?
Records, you know?
That's a good question.
You know?
It's a record. It's still a record. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think it'll come out this year. It'd be really, really amazing if it did. I don't know exactly where it's going to come out. I think that most likely it'll come out in a way... hopefully it'll come out in a way that's, I don't know. It's really hard to say. I think I think we're really trying to figure out some ways to put it out and work more towards some of the things we were talking about having the people that listen to it be more involved in supporting the band and not just taking their money. Hopefully there's some way that we can use some of the technology that's just really starting to be workable as a format for music, like the internet. Hopefully be able to put it out somewhere where people can download it as well as buy it in a record store, do things like
interactive
that.
Interactive Wilco.
Yeah. Subscription Wilco.
There's a disconnect here, though.
Well, did you ever hear that the Sally Timms theory about how she wanted to bring back the patronage of the Middle Ages, where, you know, like you know, rich people just supported her?
Sure.
She thinks that's a good idea.
I think that they should do that for rock
if I had
too,
money,
actually.
I'd support Sally. Yeah. I'd be Sally's bitch.
There's a disconnect here, though.
What
I can't figure out about this whole reprise thing is that here's a label that dumps you without a second thought. They basically said, you know, the record's unlistenable. The quote I got from people close to David Kahn, the Darth Vader of Reprise Records, was that he thought it was a career-ending record. Then you turn around, you get that bad news, and 30 to 40 labels apparently are interested in putting this record out. I mean, if it's a career-ending record, why are 30 to 40 labels interested in putting this record out?
We had a career?
Yeah. that was news to us. That's a good question. Maybe they're more willing to end our careers for us or something. I don't know.
It's happened before.
Bizarre thing.
A&M Records dropped Soul Asylum. Soul Asylum came back on Sony and had a huge million-selling hit.
That's of course taking them at their word. I'm not so sure that's not just a way to put a happy face on it. That they were saving us from ending our careers.
Saving you from yourself.
Protecting us from ourselves.
It's one of the strangest moves in record industry history, and that's saying a lot because the record industry really is just one big strange move, isn't it? What we're seeing is the end of the record industry as we know it. Here's a band that basically has its own destiny in its hands. It's been told it can't put this record out, and yet the record is already out.
Right.
It's going out on tour. You know, it's not a bad position to be in.
Our intrepid producer, Matt Spiegel, says, let's get to a song.
Does he really?
I agree with him wholeheartedly.
Okay.
What do you guys want to play?
I'm the Man Who Loves You, Jim.
All right. Wait, where's the horns?
You'll see.
You're going to have to do that, Jim. That's your job.
You want us to do it?
Yeah. We got the kazoos handy.
All right. Wait, we got to get this somewhere where we can hear it.
Want this?
Yeah, aim it at that. There we go. This is